Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC and WISE FM in Wise, Virginia, and we're from Emory and Henry College. My show plays Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1, and each week I play for you songs I think are extra special, and occasionally put in something odd, a reading, a story, a joke, and I call those things Wombats. And so that's my title, Wombats and Music. The main thing I want to make sure you know about tonight is it's fundraising week at WEHC, and I want to tell you how you can help us do our job and bring you the kind of things we do from WEHC. You can call us and make a pledge at 276-944-6593. And from 8 a.m. to midnight every day through Friday, March 25th, we will have someone answering the phone. So if you call in, you can make a contribution, or you can go online to wehcfm.com and select Make a Gift. So either way, you can give us a contribution to help us do what we'd like to do best. And it costs us about $25,000 out of pocket, one time fee to expand our coverage to include WISE and WISE. And we're trying to recover that, so you can help with that. And also, if you do make a contribution, you'll be eligible for various gifts. We have a whole bunch of things to give away. Some of those things I'll list off for you in a minute. And I'm personally going to make a gift to anybody that calls me, so I'll give you my phone number. But the main number to call is 276-944-6593. And if you do call, mention Wombats and Music and tell them what you think of the show and, give me a little push there. I can appreciate all the boost you can give me. Among the prizes that you can get as a contributor, you'll be eligible for, someone will get these, and you might be the person if you make a contribution. There's weekend passes, Bristol Rhythm and Roots. There's a tea time for four at Glen Roque Club, a weekend in St. Paul, and a Taste of Abingdon package, and various other things that our donors and underwriters have given us to give to you if you contribute, and we will be selecting some of you to receive these prizes. And I have made this pledge every year when we're doing this. If you would like to call me, and I'll give you my number, Harry Baya, 276-608-3060, I will personally make you a refrigerator magnet from WEHC. And every year I offer this, and sometimes I get people taking me up. But if you call me, you'd call that number rather than the number I prefer you call, which is 276-944-6593, and speak to the staff at WEHC. But if you call me, and even if you just leave a message, leave me how to get in contact with you, I will make you a refrigerator magnet and mail it to you, your own personal gift from Harry, so anyone calls me. And so tonight is the beginning of a fundraising. It goes through this coming Friday, March 25th. And I'm going to start off my first song tonight. It's one of my all-time favorites, My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. My Sweet Lord by George Harrison. You know, there's all this thing about identity. I identify as he, somebody identifies as she, someone else identifies as they. None of that rings, it's not important to me in general, but I do identify as a Southerner, which is odd because I spent a good part of my life up north thinking I was a Southerner. Then I moved back down south and discovered that they considered me a Yankee. That's the way it goes. But I am a Southerner. And I like songs that celebrate a particular culture or a city or a state. And this one's called Queen of Memphis. And it's got a lot of Memphis lore in it. So this is Queen of Memphis by the Confederate Railroad.
Hitchhiked up to Memphis, a young boy in my prime. I thought that big old city could ease my Georgia mind. After just 1 hour, I met this southern girl. She said to call me the Queen of Memphis. Then she took me around the world. And I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. I saw stars dancing on the water. I heard Elvis singing Blue Suede Shoes. That old muddy river was my witness. The night I fell in love with the Queen of Memphis. Just like that old man river, she keeps rolling.
That was The Queen of Memphis by the Confederate Railroad. Next up is If Love Was a River by Alan Jackson. I read an article recently, and it listed questions that a couple involved with, you know, a married couple probably, but maybe someone dating, would ask each other. And the purpose of the questions, they said, was to find out if you were in love or could become in love. And it was interesting to see the questions. Well, the following song, If Love Was a River, is sort of like that. Alan Jackson is asking someone questions, and they are saying, in effect, Could you love me, or do you love someone, or if you do love, would you express it this way? And the questions aren't real clear, but somehow in there, I think he's asking something important. So you might try answering some of these questions, see what it does for you. If Love Was a River by Alan Jackson.
If love was a river and I was a drowning man, would you get in the water? Would you lend me a hand? If love was a river, would you sit on the land? If love was a mountain high above this town, would you climb to the top? Would you never look down? If love was a mountain, would you go around? Love may only knock so many times upon your door, and heaven only knows if it'll come back anymore. If love was a firefly sitting in your hand, would you laugh when it twinkled, let it go again? If love was a firefly, would you understand? Everyone you know, would you dance if I asked you, or would you smile and say no? If love was a party, would you even go? And love may only knock so many times upon your door, and heaven only knows if it'll come back anymore. If love was a fast train on a one-way track, would you turn in your ticket? Would you never look back? If love was a fast train, would you even pack?
Alan Jackson with If Love Was a River. Next up is Working on a Building by Tim O'Brien. I play several versions of this song on the show. This one's one of the more energetic ones. It's gospel. Gospel covers such a broad genre. Anyway, this particular one, I play a number of instruments, none very well, but I love to sing. And I often notice that the instrument that's closest to the human voice is the fiddle. Saxophone's in there somewhere too, but the fiddle is where I really feel it gets it. And this song has a lot of fiddle and a lot of voice, and we get to hear sort of how they compare. I think the fiddle is more versatile in this, but they both have their strengths, and together they make magic. So this is Working on a Building by Tim O'Brien.
My sinning, I'd work on the building too. I'm working on the building, I'm working on the building, I'm working on the building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building, it's a Holy Ghost building, hallelujah. Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Working on a Building by Tim O'Brien. Next up is Desperado by the Eagles. The Eagles do such a great range of songs. Some are intense, almost rock, and then they'll get to something like this, which is just soulful and deep, and they do so well with all different kinds. This one's kind of a haunting song. It's called Desperado by the Eagles.
Desperado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been out riding fences for so long now. Oh, you're a hard one, but I know that you got your reasons. These things that are pleasing you can hurt you somehow. Don't you draw the queen of diamonds, boy. She'll beat you if she's able. You know the queen of hearts is always your best bet. Now it seems to me some fine things have been laid upon your table, but you only want the ones that you can't get. Desperado, oh, you ain't getting no younger. Your pain and your hunger, they're driving you home. And freedom, oh, freedom, well, that's just some people talking. Your prison is walking through this world all alone. Don't your feet get cold in the wintertime? The sky won't snow and the sun won't shine. It's hard to tell the nighttime from the day. It may be raining, but there's a rainbow above you. You better let somebody love you.
Let somebody love you.
You better let somebody love you before it's too.
The Eagles with Desperado. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that this is fundraising week at WEHC, and the best way to make a contribution to the station is to call this number, 276-944-6593. That's 276-944-6593. There'll be someone in the station to answer your call from 8 a.m. till midnight through Friday, March 25th. And you can also go online to WEHCFM.com and select to make a gift. Or you could call me, Harry, at 276-608-3060. And if you do that, and make a contribution, I will personally make you a refrigerator magnet. And I always like to do this. I like to tell you, don't do that. If no one calls me, I don't have to make the refrigerator magnets. But if someone does call me, then I do. So I think the best way is to call the station number, 276-944-6593, then you'll be eligible to receive a prize. Some of our contributors will receive prizes. And you'll be helping the station do its job. By the way, WEHC is a learning environment for Emory and Henry College students. We have a number of volunteers who work at the station in professional roles. They are currently creating, producing, editing their own shows, and that we hope they're going to be taking a greater role in the station in the future. So you're helping educate, and WEHC does not receive any state or federal support, and the college does not pay for its full expenses, so we need your support to keep us going. So please do call and make a contribution to WEHC. The number to call is 276-944-6593. I'm in a monthly discussion group, and we're trying to figure out various things. One of them is, what do you do to make your life as satisfying as possible, as fulfilling, as happy isn't really quite the right word. But the next song kind of addresses that. It's called Free and Easy, Down the Road I Go by Dierks Bentley. it's clear to me that part of my life, I want to be just like he is in this song, free and easy, down the road I go. I want part of my life to be that way, but not all of it. So it's interesting to sort of realize that some of the things I want, I don't want exclusively. And here's a good example of that. I definitely want some of this, though. Free and Easy, Down the Road I Go by Dirk Spentley.
A sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go. Hanging memories on the highline poles, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. Down the road I go. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Free and easy down the road I go. Got the sun shining on me like a big spotlight. So I know everything is gonna be alright. A Sunday stroll, free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go around one time, I'm gonna sit back and try to enjoy the a million or wind up broke. Free and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
And Easy, Down the Road I Go by Dirk Spentley. I've been musing about civilization recently. One interesting fact is that in 1950, the population of the humans on the Earth was 2.5 billion, and then this year it's 8 billion. Between 1950 and 2023, it's gone from 2.5 billion to 8.5. Big change. If we look at the area around Abingdon, Bristol, and so forth, go back 100 years or so, and the big change now is going to be roads. Back in those days, there weren't that many paved roads. If you go back before cars, there were hardly any paved roads. And even in a lot of areas, there weren't any roads at all. There were just paths that horses could cover. And life changed a lot when roads came in. One reason that there was so much moonshine work done in the Appalachians was that there were no good roads, and the feds coming in to try and catch couldn't run them down. By the time they get up the mountain roads, they could have disappeared. Anyway, the next song is about all that, a different perspective on it. Judy Collins is singing The Coming of the Rhodes and how it changed the lives of some people.
Now that our mountain is growing with people hungry for wealth, how come it's you that's a going and I'm left alone by myself? We to hunt the cool caverns deep in our forest of green. Then came the road and the tavern, and you found a new love, it seemed. And I can't help from blaming your going on the coming of the rose. Look how they've cut all to pieces ancient poplar and oak, and the hillsides are stained with the greases that burned up the heavens with smoke. You used to curse the bold crew of its ore. Now you've changed and you've gone over to them, and you've learned to love what you hated before. Once I thanked God for my treasure. Now, like rust, it corrodes, and I can't help from blaming your going on the coming of the
Judy Collins singing The Coming of the Rhodes. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Mondays at 7 and Saturdays at 1. And we're coming to you from the campus of Emory and Henry College, WEHC FM 90.7, and broadcasting out, I think, around 50 miles now with our new higher distribution with new stations joining us. And each week I play for you a number of all my songs I think are extra special. Now, next up is something very different for the show. I don't play too many songs in a foreign language, but I do play occasional ones that really strike me. Oh, 20 years ago or so, maybe 30, a group from Cuba came up and toured the U.S., the Buena Vista Social Club. They were all professional musicians at the time Castro took over, and that whole society changed, and there wasn't room for this kind of music. Professional musicians sort of died out for a while. And so someone went down there and found these guys, and they were mostly in their 70s, some were maybe 60s, some were in their 80s. And they got them together and formed a group called the Buena Vista Social Club and toured the U.S. and made a movie. And this is one of the songs they had, Chan Chan. So here is the Buena Vista Social Club with Chan Chan.
Llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarín. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané. Llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarín. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané. Llego a Puerto, voy para Mayarín.
Was the Buena Vista Social Club playing Chan Chan. This is to remind you that it's fundraising week at WEHC, and we would appreciate any contributions. WEHC and WISC-FM and its other related stations connect the people of Southwest Virginia to each other and to their region and to the world Through the airwaves, the internet, and a growing use of podcasts, we take pride in programming that is locally sourced and globally connected. So it's your chance to help us in that. We're also becoming, hoping to have a growing part of these counties, and we're going to have a growing number of listeners with our 9,000-watt station that is powered by solar energy. If you'd like to make a contribution, call 2-944-6593 or go online to WEHCFM.com. That's 276-944-6593. Or you can call me personally, Harry, 276-608-3060. And if you do that, make a contribution, I promise to make for you a personal refrigerator magnet and mail it to you. So don't do that. Call 276-944-6593. That way, I don't have to make any refrigerator magnets. Anyway, please do contribute to the station. We appreciate what you can do for us, and we hope you appreciate what we're doing, what we are doing for you. I find it interesting to think of all the different genres of music and how some just came into being out of, like, nowhere. They just suddenly appeared. And there probably were songs of that genre long before that, but there weren't enough of them to form a group and to be identified as a group. And rock and roll is clearly in that category. But here's an early rock and roll piece. This is Chuck Berry with Roll Over Beethoven.
This is a song about a man who had a lot to do with music. As a matter of fact, a relished memory in my mind he was. And a good musician, might I say so. This man was named Beethoven. No, he was named Beethoven. Ladies and gentlemen, I ask him to forgive us. Roll over and listen to a little of this.
Roll over, Beethoven.
Beethoven, performed by Chuck Berry. The next song is Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. I'm a father. I have two sons. They're both adults now. And every time I hear this song, it brings back some guilt. Was I the father I should have been? And this song certainly can tug some heartstrings. Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin.
My child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it, and as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad, you know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay, and he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. He said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. You're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, you know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day, so much like a man I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you, can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad, you know we'll have a good time then. Since retired, my son's moved away. I called him up just the other day. I said, I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said, I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids are the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad, we're gonna have a good time then.
Cats in the Cradle by Harry Chapin. I moved around a lot when I was young, so my musical roots are questionable, but somewhere along the way, the following song is definitely part of my musical roots. This is This Old World, sung by the Armstrong family.
This old world is full of sorrow, full of sickness, weak and sore. If you love your neighbor truly, love will come to you the more. We're all children of will come to you. This old world is full of sorrow, full of sickness, weak and sore. If you love your neighbor truly, love will come to you the more.
This old world, sung by the Armstrong family, and the last song on the show today. You've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC and WISE-FM. And it's our chance each week, my chance, to play for you songs I think are extra special and occasionally put in something different, a joke, a story. I call those things Wombats, and that's where I get my show name for, Wombats and Music. Tonight, it's fundraising night, and I want to remind you that we would love to have your contributions to help us do our work, reaching out to the counties in Southwest Virginia and tying them all together. And we're creating a community here, and we're also allowing students to learn about radio work. We have student volunteers doing various professional jobs, including editing, producing, and creating shows. And tonight, if you were to call in and make a contribution, you'd be eligible for various prizes, and also you would be helping us fund our costs, which are not paid for by any state or federal source, so we need all the help we can get. If you want to call in, please call to 276-944-6593. That's 276-944-6593. And or you can go online to WEHCFM.com and click Make a Gift. Or the third alternative is you can call me personally at 276-608-3060. That is, call Harry. You'll still be eligible for a prize. And I will personally make you a refrigerator magnet and mail it to you from WEHC. However, I encourage you not to call me, because then I won't have to make any refrigerator magnets. So I want you to call 276-944-6593, and there'll be someone on duty from 8 a.m. to midnight all the way through Friday, March 25th, to take your call. Otherwise, you call me at 276-608-3060, and I have to make a refrigerator magnet. And I want to remind you that if you do make a contribution through any of the methods, you can call the number for the station, call my number, or go online, WEHCFM.com. You will be eligible for various prizes. This year, our sponsors have offered some prizes. These include weekend passes to Bristol Rhythm and Roots, tea time for Fort Glenroke Club, a weekend in St. Paul, and a Taste of Abingdon package, and more. So it's your chance to on the list for a possible prize for having contributed to WEHC. And I encourage you to do that. You'll be helping us do what we do best, which is creating a community in Southwest Virginia, and also helping students learn about radio skills and help us do what we do here best. This is your host, Harry Baya, asking you to contribute to WEHC and its work for our community. And now it's time to close the show. And I do this the same way each week. It's kind of a ritual. I think of it as audience participation time. And I ask you to join me, so it's your chance to be part of the show. Ready? Please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.